今天我自己跟大家有感动要 share 的题目就是大卫王。
So, today's theme that I feel like I'm moved to share with you is King David.
这个很稀奇，这个大卫王很稀奇的，我觉得。
And I think King David has been really amazing figure to me.
因为在圣经的记载里，如果你去看圣经的话，
If
基
you
本
start,
上。
So if you search out all the Bible,
你基本上找不到但以理有什么过错。
and the prophet Daniel seems to be the perfect man. He's flawless.
哎，但是，大卫呢，却有起码两个很大的过错。
But King David, at least he made at least two great mistakes.
但是你看见神把大卫高抬到几乎跟神自己的儿子一样的地位。
But if we look through the Bible, we know that God exalted King David almost to the position as his own son.
他说：“我是大卫的根，又是因为耶稣说哈，在启示录22章这么说的。
So in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, Jesus said,
”他说：“我是大卫的根，又是他的后裔。
And Jesus said, it reads, I am the root and the descendants of David.
这个很有意思，他没有说别人啊，只提到大卫。
So that's quite an incredible declaration because Jesus mentioned that he is talking about a David.
Yeah，那么这个根是什么意思呢？是表示来源。
So what does this root mean? It means it indicates an origin.
就是耶稣在表示他的神性啊。
So Jesus is demonstrating his own divinity.
那么这个后裔呢，就是表示耶稣表示了他的人性。
So speaking of the descendants of David, Jesus is indicating his humanity.
那你看，耶稣是又是神又是人，
So we can see that Jesus is not only God, but also man.
但是很稀奇的，就是说，这个除了大卫这个名字被他这么说以外，没有任何一个人的名字在里面。
So you see, Jesus only said that he's the root and also descendants of David, and other than that, there is no name mentioned.
那么，所以我觉得在这个里面还有一个意思。
And, but there is another, a second fold of meaning into it.
但是，我想我们今天没有办法讲到这里，我们大概下一个月可以讲得到
But
这个
because of the
原
time
因。
constraint, I won't be able to mention it. If God's willing, I will share about this, the second fold of meaning, next month.
Yes，那么大卫在圣经对他的称呼里面呢，你就显出看到有许多的恩典和恩赐。
So, if we are searching in David's life, we see there are many names regarding him.
我们可以知道他最大的一个事情就是他是王。
So, first of all, he is king.
那么你如果去看圣经的话，是撒加利亚上，这个不是
萨摩上。
撒母耳记上16章11到13节。
So you read the passage from First Samuel chapter 16, verse 11 through 13.
因为扫罗是不听从神的命令嘛，
About the time Saul was a king and he disobeyed God's word.
神就厌弃扫罗做王，
So the Lord rejected Saul.
神就叫撒母耳去告大卫做王。
So instead, God asked Samuel to anoint David to be the king.
但是神不愿意说，扫罗知道这件事情以后，就要去把撒母耳杀掉了，不准他去告了哈。
But it is not God's willing for Saul to kill Samuel if he knows of it.
所以他就叫撒母耳带了一个牛犊去这个耶西的家，耶西就是大卫的父亲。
So God asked Samuel to bring an ox to the house of Jesse. Jesse is David's father.
告诉他说是向神献祭的，因为带了个牛去嘛。
God asked Samuel to take a heifer, so and to tell the people of the house of Jesse to make a sacrifice.
那么耶西呢，他就找来他七个儿子啊，大的七个儿子，
So,
来跟撒母耳一起吃祭肉。
Jesse called out his seven sons to share the sacrificial meal with Samuel.
因为神是叫，其实是叫撒母耳去膏大卫的，是不是？
But since God asked Samuel to anoint David.
但是这个三个七个儿子呢，这个撒母耳就跟他们谈一谈，看一看，哎，就发现都不是啊。
So while Samuel was sitting along with the Jesse's sons and chatting with them and talking with them, he realized there is none that he knows to anoint.
所以他就问耶西，那么耶西才叫第八个，有一个在放羊的一个小儿子叫他回来。
So he's asking Jesse if this is all your son. And so Jesse said that there is the eighth son or the youngest son, David, who is attending the sheep.
Yeah. 所以他就叫那个大卫回来以后，那么神说就是这个了，所以神就叫撒母耳就膏他，预定大卫作王。
So people sent to bring David back, and so Samuel anoint David to be the king.
那这个所以他就是王啊，第一个提到的就是他是王。
So the first title that king that David is have is he is the king.
那么我们如果可以翻到以西结书三十四章。
If we turn to the book of Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 23 and 24.
你就可以知道这个还有他有很多的名，就是各方面的恩赐跟恩典哈。
So that we know that David has many talents and many gifts.
好，我就跟大家一起念念三十四章二十三、二十四节。
So let me read the verses for you. Yeah, book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, verse 23 to 24.
Yeah. 我必立一牧人，照管他们，牧养他们，就是我的仆人大卫。
Then I will send over them one shepherd, my servant David.
他必牧养他们，做他们的牧人。所以大卫就是个牧人啊。
So he will feed them, and he will feed them himself and be their shepherd. So we know that other than king, he's also shepherd.
Yeah. 我耶和华必做他们的神，我的仆人大卫必在他们中间做王，这是耶和华说的。
So verse 24, and I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David will be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken.
所以这个地方我觉得也很有意思。
So this is one of the amazing verses here.
因为你看哈，我们刚才唱的歌《耶和华是我的牧者》啊。
So the hymn we just sang about is the title is God is our shepherd.
所以你会看见做王哈，如果你是一个做王的，在神面前做王的哈。
So in order to be a king before God,
你必定应该也是一个牧养神百姓的人。也是一个牧人，是一个仆人。
So the king has to be a shepherd or a servant as well to take care of his people.
嗯，这个非常重要，不是那个，哎，不是那个独裁的王，他是要会牧养神百姓的人，这个才是真的王，因为他是牧人。
So a true king or real king is not some authoritarian king, but instead a true king has to be a shepherd and a servant to take care of his people and to feed his people.
Okay, 但是其他还有一些说他是什么样的人呢？我就只能告诉你们一下那个圣经节，因为他就是基本上没有解释，但是就这么说了。所以如果你自己愿意去看的话呢？历代志下八章十四节说是神人大卫。
And of course, David also has many other names, such as man of God from 2 Chronicles 8:14.
然后在使徒行传二章三十节呢，你可以看见说大卫是先知。
And also David is a prophet from Acts 2:30.
然后你如果去看撒母耳上十六章十八节的话，就说大卫是大有勇敢的战士，打仗的啊。
And David is also a warrior from 1 Samuel 16:18.
Yeah. 然后呢，你就看见呢，他是一个从诗篇来看呢，他是一个善于弹琴的一个诗人，他做了很多诗。
And of course, David is very talented and gifted. He's a harpist and he's also a poet.
那么他做了73首诗篇，他里面就已经73首，是差不多快一半了啊。
So David wrote about the 73 to 75, the Psalms. That's almost, that's take about one half of whole Psalms.
Yeah. 然后诗篇71跟第十篇没有写是大卫是作者，但是很多人觉得这两篇也是他做的。
Psalm 71 and the Psalm 10 are untitled, or but it's also most likely to be written by David.
Yeah. 那么还有在历代志下七章六节。
And from Second Chronicle 7:6,
他做了一些乐器。
He's also making a few musical instruments.
大卫把它造出来，然后交给利未人，借着利未人来颂赞耶和华，这是他的，也是一个做成的事情。Okay.
So David is very skillful in making a few musical instruments and he hand this over to Levites, so the Levites learn how to play and bring the song of praise to God.
对。然后你看见《使徒行传》二十二章，啊，不是十三章二十二和二十三节，讲到大卫是合神心意的人。
And also, David is a man after God's heart. From Acts chapter 13, verse 22 and verse 23.
这个很重要。
And this is extremely important to be a man after God's heart.
啊，因为他凡事遵行神的旨意。
Because in everything he did according to God's will.
Okay, 我们现在呢，因为我问了起码两个人，就是觉得说大卫可能有些人还是不太清楚这个大卫到底是怎么回事，所以我就下面就简单讲一些他的生平。
So I asked a few brothers and sisters, and I feel that some of us are still not quite familiar with the life of David. So I'd like to give you a kind of a brief introduction.
他大概是生没有那个时候没有人知道到底是几年哈，生了几年，但是大概是在西元前一千年左右。
So no one knew exactly when David was born, but it was roughly believed that he was born about 1,000 years, 1,000 BC.
Yes. 那么在开始的时候呢，因为他们没有一个以色列国哈。
And during that time, there is no such a kingdom called Israel.
但是呢，开始的时候呢，神就，我们下次会讲的清楚一点。但是现在我就简短的讲，扫罗就被高了，做以色列的王。
And so before David, Saul was anointed to be the king.
Yeah. 但是因为扫罗他没有守神的吩咐。
But because he disobeyed God's word.
所以才两年之久哈，神就叫撒母耳去膏这个伯利恒这个耶西的不被重视的第八个小儿子大卫做王。
So 2 years after Saul became the king, God sent Samuel to anoint David, the youngest son of Jesse.
奇怪的很，那个你如果去看诗篇二十七篇十节的话，那次为什么在撒母耳去的时候？大卫没有被叫来呢，没有先被叫来呢。他诗篇二十七篇十节里面有讲，他说是我父母离弃我。
So if we read first Samuel, we know that David was seem to be ignored by his parents because in the Psalm 27:10, David says, "For my father and my mother have forsaken me."
所以你可以看见大卫的诗篇里面。有一些这些记载哈。
So you can see there are a few kind of historical records of David's life through his Psalms.
但是从撒母耳膏他为王了以后呢
？But from that day that he was anointed by Samuel,
那天开始，神的灵就大大的感动他。
And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward.
那么我简单的讲，后来神离开扫罗。因为扫罗一直不听神的话嘛。
And long story short, because Saul rejected God's because Saul disobeyed God's word, so God rejected Saul.
Yeah. 那么邪灵就来扰乱了。
So the evil spirit came to terrorize and to trouble Saul.
那么这样子的时候呢，那人家就介绍，因为人家晓得大卫会弹琴嘛，哈。那么不是。我们现在这种钢琴啊，就是手里抱的那种琴。那么 有人就介绍大卫来替这个扫罗弹琴。
And since David is known for his skillfulness, for his skill playing harp, so Saul's servant introduced David to Saul.
那么大卫弹的时候呢，这个邪灵就走了。
So when David started to play a harp, he drove away the evil spirit.
所以他常常去那个替那个，等于是替那个扫罗赶鬼一样的。
So it's almost like David was called to Saul's court to help him to cast away the evil spirit.
那个时候呢，当地的各种种族呢，常常彼此有征战。
So during Saul's time, there are many fighting among different tribes and ethnic groups.
那个他们很多人像腓力士人啊，亚玛利人啊，耶布斯人啊，摩亚人，亚伦亚门人啊，以东人，就是很多的这个附近的这些种族，大家。常常打来打去。
So the various ethnic groups and tribes such as the Philistine, Ammonite, they're fighting with each other all the time.
Yeah. 那么这一次呢，有一个腓力士的巨人哥利亚，他就挑战这个以色列人。
So here now comes the giant Philistine man called Goliath, who challenges Israel.
那么他的他不是有七个哥哥吗？头三个哥哥呢，他 就跟着这个扫罗他们一起去征战的。
So we know that David has seven older brothers, and the three of his older brothers joined Saul to fight against the Philistines.
那么这个巴巴呢，他的父亲耶西呢，就叫大卫去把一点吃的东西给他哥哥带去。
So Jesse, David's father, asked David to send supplies and food to his three older brothers who joined Saul's army.
所以他就看见这件事了。
So David witnessed what happened when the giant Goliath challenges Israel.
Yeah. 所以这个他就觉得很不满啊，很不平啊，他就说居然有人像永生神的军队骂阵已经40,000了，还没有人去敢去打。
So David was outraged because he witnessed that Goliath and the Philistine actually had been taunt on the army of a living God for 40 days and 40 nights.
那么后来扫罗听到了，就让他去对付这个哥利亚了。
So Saul sent David to fight against the Goliath.
我简短讲一下，他后来就本来给他穿了一些军装，结果他说不行，他就因为他是牧羊的嘛啊，那么他常常在放羊的时候，用那个光滑的石头啊，就打死那些有狮子啊、熊来吃羊的时候，他就把他们打死了。
So long story short, because by that time, David was just a youth, and he was a shepherd tending sheep. So he used to use the pebbles or the stones and the sling to kill lions and bear.
Yeah, 所以呢，他就也不要穿扫罗给他穿的那些东西，他就去这个一个溪里面去挑了五块那个很光滑的石头。
So instead of putting on the armor that Saul has provided, he only picked five smooth stones from the brook.And also a sling.
所以他就去了，就用一块，他只用了一块，第一块，那个石头一打，他把他那个机旋一甩出去，一打的时候呢，就击中了那个哥利亚的前额，不但打到了，而且是打进去了。
So David only used one smooth stone from the brook, and he used the sling to sling the stone.To hit on Goliath's forehead, and not just hit on his forehead, but also sank into his forehead.
Yes, 所以那个，就不得了了，就太棒了，这大家都高兴的不得了，就事情就结束了，基本上就赢啦，因为他们就其他人就逃啦，那些腓力士人。
And so David killed Goliath, and the Philistine was defeated.
那么后来呢，扫罗就把他立作军队的指挥官了。
So because of his courage and what he did to Goliath, Saul actually established David as his commander of the army.
但是呢，自从妇女们啊高兴的唱“扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万”以后，那扫罗就开始要杀这个大卫了。
Since all the women were dancing and with joy singing, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000, Saul was mad and started to think to kill him.
Yeah, 所以我们简短讲就是这个大卫必须他要逃走了。
But surely speaking, because his life in a great risk, so he had to flee.
所以他的父亲、他的兄弟，还有大概有600个不他一些人，都是有不同的难处的人，就跟着他走了。
So not only his father and brothers, but also about 600 men who were in various distress went along with him.
以后有两次他有机会杀扫罗。
And later, David actually has at least two opportunities to kill Saul.
这个我们大概下一次讲比较清楚一点。
We'll talk about this next time.
但是他因为他第一次呢，他在把那个扫罗是在洞里面大解的时候，他就轻轻的悄悄的割下他的衣服的衣襟以后，心里就自责了。
So what the first time happened when Saul went to a cave to relieve himself, David cut off a garment or a rope, and because he dare not to kill the Lord's anointed, and he felt guilty.
对对对，他因为他心里面很自责，他就不杀，绝对不但没有杀神的受膏者，而且心里自责，连割下他的衣襟，他都心里自责。
He felt guilty for he cut off one of Saul's robe, and he felt that he can't just kill the Lord's anointed.
Yeah, 所以后来他就想说，哎呀，扫罗又常常要想要杀他，他又逃来逃去，又没办法，所以他就以为就。就是住到非利士人的地方呢，就比较安全了，就出了这个以色列犹大的境界了。
And because he feel like the Saul will continually pursue him, and his life in a great risk, so he feel like if moved to the land of Philistine, he will be much safer. So he went on to the land of the Philistines.
Yeah, 所以他就去了那个加特王给他的一个地方，叫做喜格拉。
So he went to a place called Ziklag that was given by the king of Gath.
Yes. 那么这一段时间呢，但是他犯了一个欺骗的罪，我觉得。
But during his stay in Ziklag, he committed, I believe, the sin of deceiving.
因为他在他们那个时候就打来搞去的，他是侵夺了一些外邦人。可是那个加特王问他的时候，他就说我侵夺了犹大地。
And this happened when he raided against a few Gentile tribes. But when the king of Gath asked him, he said, "Oh, I raided upon Judah."
哎，但是呢，在这个经过的过程中呢，就是一直走下去的时间里面呢，他也定了以色列因为奔波无力而看守器具的人，跟可以跟那个战争带回掳物的人均分掳物的一个律例。
But during his stay in Ziklag and under the king of Gath, he also set a few rules regarding how to those that who were left behind or attending the equipment also have a fair share of those who got from the battle from the raid.
Yeah, 那么所以这个是后来以色列他们都遵照这个律例一直走下去。
And from that on, the Israel followed this rule.
Yeah, 那么他的扫罗有一个儿子老大叫做约拿丹。
So Saul has his oldest son, whose name is Jonathan.
他很喜欢大卫，他跟大卫做了很好的朋友。
He is David's best friend.
但是后来扫罗跟约拿丹他们有一次出去打仗的时候呢都死了，扫罗跟三个儿子都死了。
So during his last fight against the Philistine, both Saul and his three sons, including Jonathan, were killed.
哎，那么这个大卫他就为，我相信他当然也是为约拿丹伤心，但是他也为扫罗伤心，他就为这个受膏者悲哀哭泣禁食。
So David was troubled, and he wept greatly for his best friend Jonathan. But he wept for Saul because he is the anointed.
Yeah, 因为在打仗的时候，其实是扫罗是自杀死的。
And if we read history, from 2 Samuel, we know that Saul killed himself, actually.
但是呢，后来有一个人呢，因为知道那个扫罗跟大卫的这个关系嘛，所以他还有一个人呢，自称跑到他那个前面，自称说是他杀了扫罗。
But somebody who knows the relationship between Saul and David, so he came forward to report Saul's death to David, claiming that he killed Saul, hoping that he might get receive some reward from David.
结果呢，他却被大卫给杀死了，因为那个人杀了受膏者，所以大卫就把他杀死了。
But David instead killed the man because he has killed the Lord's anointed.
这个我们下一次可能会解释一下。
And next time I will be able to explain in detail.
这个时候呢，他就问神了，因为那个以色列，因为他们那个以色列国是以色列人跟犹大人合在一起的，他们现在这个以色列，基本上开始的时候是这样子。那么他就问神呢，他可不可以回犹大了？因为他那个时候是住在外面。
So, by the time there's not a unified kingdom yet, there is Israel, but also Judah. But since after the death of Saul and his sons, David inquired of the Lord, asking if he can return to Judah.
其实那个时候就是以色列全部的王哈有，但是就是说他们通常都是因为他那个时候逃开地嘛，他就问他可不可以回犹大。
So by the time that was
already, 是有个以色列国，这是以色列国。
Yeah, there is a kingdom or there is a country or kingdom called Israel. So when David asked the Lord if he can return to Judah,
因为他们后来两边分了南国北国嘛，就是以色列犹大，但是开始的时候是一起的。那么他就问，
Later on, we know that the kingdom of David actually split it into two kingdoms, the north kingdom and the south kingdom. But in David's time, there is one big kingdom.
但是他是犹大族的嘛，所以他就问神，他是不是可不可以回去啦，就不要住在那个外国啦，非利士人啦。
But because David is of a tribe of a Judah, so he asks if he can return to Judah, to his tribe.
那神就说可以。
So God said, yes, you may return to Judah.
你看他很好，他又问什么事情他都问神。他又问神，那么那去哪一个城呢？
So you see that truly God, David is a man who's after God's heart. So he further asked, to which city that I may return?
那神就告诉他，你去希伯伦。
So God said, go back to Hebron.
那么大卫就因为有600个人不是跟着他一起跑嘛，所以就带了这600个人一起去到希伯伦。
So David and his 600 men who following him get back to Hebron.
那么他在犹大，所以犹大族的人呢就来高他做犹大家的王。
So he stayed in Hebron because he's of a tribe of Judah. So the Judah came to anoint him to be the king of Judah.
Yeah. 那么你刚才我们讲到扫罗的战死了嘛？他们打仗打死了，被打死了。那么，另外一边，扫罗他的军队的元帅叫亚尼尔。
So on the other side, we know that since Saul and his three sons were killed, and but Abner, this is actually the commander of Saul's army.
他就立了扫罗的儿子伊施波设做那边的王。
Established Saul's another son called Ish-bosheth to be the king of Israel.
所以这两边就常常打仗了。
So these two tribes were fighting each other constantly.
但是后来这个亚尼尔呢，因为被扫罗的另外一个儿子就责备了。
But because this Abner, the commander of Saul's army was scorned by Saul's another son.
他就跑去帮大卫了。
So he crossed the line to David and to help him.
Yeah, 他就跟这个以色列的众长老商量，就是那个北国北边的那些人哈，商量想叫大卫做王。
So he consulted with the elders of Israel that they want to anoint David to be the king of Israel as well.
Yeah, 但是大卫的元帅啊，他的名字叫约雅。
And on David's side, he has his own commander of the army called Joab.
因为这个亚尼尔以前呢是杀了他的兄弟了 他的家族了。
Because Abney, the commander of Saul's army had killed Joab's brothers.
所以他就杀了亚尼尔了。
So, and to revenge, Joab killed Abney.
那么大卫知道这件事情以后呢他不但安葬了亚尼尔还替他哭还为他哭。
So after David's hearing of this, he not only he buried Abner, but also wept for him.
所以这个事情大家就觉得啊，大卫很好。
So after hearing what happened, everybody saw David is a good man.
但是后来呢，又有一次，有一个人杀了扫罗的儿子伊斯波设。
And later, when somebody came to Saul's son, Ish-bosheth, and report back to David, hoping to get some reward.
对，他就是告诉了大卫要报功，想要什么一点奖赏啊什么的。但是大卫把他们也杀了。
And somebody reporting Saul's son's death, the Ish-bosheth's death to David, hoping that he might get some reward, but David killed them as well.
所以大家就更觉得哎呀这个大卫真好。
And everybody thought David was was righteous and he's a good man.
所以大卫在30岁的时候呢所有的支派都到了希伯伦告大卫做全以色列就是以色列啊跟犹大全部的王。
So after that, when David was 30, all the tribes of Israel and Judah came to Hebron to anoint David to be the king of Israel.
那么他做王一共大概40年。
He ran from his throne for 40 years.
他在希伯伦做犹大的王有7-7.5年之久。
He was a king of Hebron, he was the king of Judah, while he was in Hebron for about seven and a half years.
但是在耶路撒冷后来他做全部以色列的王他就搬到耶路撒冷西安的堡垒大卫城做了一个大卫城做全以色列的王大概有33年之久。
But he moved to Jerusalem where he established the city of David to be the king of Israel for about 33 years.
所以这个别人的记载都不是完全一样所以反正就是40年左右吧。
So there is always a little discrepancies between among the different accounts of David, but roughly he is a king of Israel for about 40 years.
那么他们这个国家呢就日渐强大了，因为万军之神啊是耶和华，就跟大卫同在。
So his strength continually increased, and his country continually increased in power because the Lord Almighty, God Almighty, is with him all the time.
因为大卫跟神的关系很好他就想要把约柜把他接上来。
And because David has such a good relationship with God, he wanted to bring the Ark of God into city of Jerusalem.
但是他们那个开始的时候他搞不清楚啊没有抬去啊那么路上就出了事情了。
And so because he was not aware exactly how he is able to transport the Ark of God into Jerusalem. So instead of having the bearers to carry this, they use a car to move this. And something happened.
Yeah. 大卫就这样子他就不敢把这个约柜接进大卫城嘛。
And so David was afraid to sin against God. So he was not able to bring the Ark of God into the city of David.
Yeah, 不敢, not there. 一直到三个月以后,
and until 3 months later,
他看见神啊，因为那个约柜就暂时摆在一个人家里，他就看见神的祝福了，暂时摆这个收拿约柜的这个家庭，神在祝福了。
And because during that time, the Ark of God was placed in a certain people's household, and David had witnessed that God blessed this household.
Yes, 所以呢，他就又把约柜接到大卫城，那这次呢就是抬的了哈，接到大卫城为约柜搭的帐幕里面了。
So this time, David is able to send forth the bearers to carry the Ark of God into the city of David. And David built a tent for the Ark of God.
那这个时候他有一个妻子，他有很多妻子。那个时候有一个妻子叫米甲，他看见这个大卫啊，在约柜前又跳舞啊，又什么的，他就讥笑他，还穿个以弗德，他就讥笑他。
And so we know that David has many wives, and one his wife's name is Michael. So when his wife Michael saw that he's over rejoicing while he's dancing in front of the Ark of God, she's kind of despised him.
Yeah. 这个 Michael, 这个米甲其实是也是扫罗的一个女儿哈。
And if we read the history, we know that David's wife Michael is also the daughter of Saul.
那么他讥笑大卫呢，大卫就说，哎呀，在神面前他本来就是卑微的，所以也没有什么好讥笑的，在前面跳舞啊，在穿个衣服的，没什么好笑的，他本来就是很卑微的人。
So when Michael, David's wife despised him and also mocked him for his dancing before the Ark of God, David replied that it was before the Lord and I was humble and I'm humble enough.
嗯，然后后来他就觉得，哎呀，他自己做了这么好的宫殿哈，那么上帝怎么约柜怎么在一个帐篷里，所以他就想要替约柜来建一个殿。
And so later on, David wanted to build a temple for the Ark of God because he's living in his own temple, he's living in his own palace.
Yeah. 但是那个时候神就借着先知拿单告诉大卫说他的后裔会建殿，不要神不要大卫建殿。
But God sent forth the prophet Nathan to tell David that instead of building his own, building the temple, his descendants will build a temple for God.
后来果然是那个所罗门建造了圣殿。
And if we read through, we know that King Solomon built a temple for the Lord.
好，这样子呢，大卫做了全以色列的王呢，就是好像现在生活就舒服多了啊。
So it seems that finally King David was settled down comfortably in Jerusalem.
好像也成了一些什么事情了，是吧？
And it seemed that he accomplished many things.
Yeah. 那这个好像人啊，在觉得自己很满足的时候，就会容易犯罪了。
And it seems true that things follow once triumph.
那这个时候呢？各地的这些刚才我们讲了那么多人，他们还是彼此在征战。
And even when David became the king of Israel, there was too many fightings and wars between tribes.
嗯，那么有一天呢，当这些七七八八的王啊，还有手下都在打仗的时候，他跟他的党，他不但没有去，他还在家里，他自己的宫殿里午觉睡到黄昏。
But one day when all the kings and armies were fighting, he not only he didn't go, but instead he slept till the evening.
Yeah, yeah. 他就起来就在王宫的平顶上就去散散步。
So he took a walk on the roof of his palace.
那么正好看见有一个很美丽的女的拔示巴，然后他就把她。叫他接把他给接过来，他就把他奸污了。
So he spotted the beautiful Bathsheba, and he sent forth men to bring her to his palace and lay with her.
Yeah. 后来这个拔示巴呢怀了孕了，那么他就赶快叫他的丈夫拔示巴的丈夫乌利亚从战场上把他召回来，叫他回家。
So later on, King David knew that Bathsheba was conceived, and so he called out Uriah, that's Bathsheba's husband, from the battle to the court.
哎，他想骗他，因为以后可以说那个是乌利亚的孩子嘛，因为时间蛮近的啊。
So the scheme is that if Bathsheba's husband Uriah came back from the battle and came and lay with his own wife, that in that words, that child can be called Uriah's child as well.
但是没有想到那个乌利亚是一个很爱国、很忠心的人。
But Unfortunately, David's great surprise, Uriah was a very a righteous man who's loyal to his country and his king.
哎，他的上司就是带他打仗的约雅，是在前线打仗的时候，他想，哎呀，我怎么可以回家享受哈？
And he feel like it's unfit for him to stay at home and enjoy his life when his commander Joab was still fighting in the front lines.
那么过了两天以后，哦，第二天晚上，那个大卫还把他灌醉，让他要回家，他还是不去，不回家。
And David tried the first time he failed. So on the second night, he called Uriah to his court and trying to make him drunk. But Uriah still wouldn't go back to his home and lay with his wife.
那么这样子，大卫就叫这个乌利亚给那个约雅带一封信去。
So David tried the second attempt by sending a letter to Joab.
就叫约雅把乌利亚分配在最前线。
And he asked Joab to put Uriah onto the first, the front line of the furious battles.
然后稍过一阵子以后，把别人通通撤回。啊，让他一个人留在那里，那他这样就被杀掉了。
And so during the battle, Joab put Uriah to the front lines, and then he withdrew all the rest of the army. So Uriah was killed by his enemy.
Yeah, 所以你看见他犯这个罪很厉害，他一方面是奸污了别人的太太，二方面还把那个先生给弄死了啊。
And this is one of the probably the greatest sin that David has committed. Not only he lay with someone else's wife, but also he tried to kill the husband.
Yeah. 那么后来在拔示巴哀哭丈夫去世的满了以后呢，他就把他接到皇宫里做他的太太。
So after Uriah was killed, Bathsheba mourned for her husband. And after time of mourning is over, David sent forth and to bring her to the court and to be his wife.
Okay. 那么他就生了这一个儿子。
And she bore a son to David.
Yeah. 这个事情在耶和华眼中看为非常的恶。
And this is considered very evil in the sight of the Lord.
Yeah. 那么我相信这个是大卫这一辈子最糟糕的事情啊。
And I believe this is also the worst thing that David has ever done during his life.
那么这个时候呢，这段时间呢，神就差先知拿单对大卫说，因为他藐视神的命令，所以他的刀剑神给这个刀剑啊，在他的家里永不离开他的家。
And so God sent the prophet Nathan.To tell David because he disobeyed the Lord's word, so the sword shall never depart from his household.
他虽然是在暗中行这个事情啊，因为没有人知道，因为他都是偷偷的，没有公布出来哈。但是神却要在以色列众人面前来报应他。
And although David did it secretly, the Lord would do this thing before all Israel.
Yeah, 那么大卫后来就承认自己的罪。那神也赦免了他。
And so later on, David confessed the sins, and God has forgiven him.
但是神让这个儿子呢，生出来以后就得重病。
But God struck his son to get sick and to get sick.
Yeah, 很严重的病。那么大卫就一直在那个地上祷告，跟神祷告。
And his son was sick severely. So no matter how David tried to pray for his child.
七天。
7 days later.
7天7夜。后来他还是死了。
So David prayed to the Lord for 7 days and 7 nights, but 7 days later, his child was dead.
Yeah. 后来因为大卫彻底的悔改，我们等一下会看一下啊。因为大卫彻底的悔改，这两个人又生了另外一个孩子，神也喜欢那个所罗门的孩子。
But because of David's utter repentance, later on, Bathsheba and David had another son called Solomon, whom God loved as well.
啊，但是等一下我们可以看一下啊，那个大卫的怎么样悔改的？但是神对大卫家的惩罚呢，也就开始了。
But as God has promised that the sword shall never depart from David's household, the punishment from God unto the household of David started.
那个时候的王都有很多太太的。
So during that time, kings has many wives.
那大卫第三个儿子亚沙龙的妹妹呢，她是大卫排下来第三个儿子，她有一个妹妹。
So, the third son of David is called Absalom, and he has a sister called Tamar.
Tamar. 啊，他的妹妹名字叫塔玛啊。另外一个哥哥就是，其实就是，大卫的最大的儿子长子哈、啊，暗嫩就被他玷污了。
But David's first son or the oldest son Amnon, who loved Tamar, and he violated her.
但是呢，完了以后又把他赶走了。
But after he violated Tamar, he hated her so much that he drove her away.
所以亚撒龙就很生气。
And so Absalom was outraged and thinking of revenge.
Yeah, 但是他这个人他就很有耐心，他就等了两年。
But Absalom was very patient. He waited for about 2 years.
然后有一个机会，他就把暗嫩给杀了。
He found an opportunity to kill Amnon.
然后自己呢也就逃到基述，在那边住了三年。
And so later on, he fled to Jisha, where he stayed for about 3 years.
Yeah. 那么后来呢，这个约雅呢就替他说话，他就得以回到耶路撒冷，因为大卫那时候心里也蛮想他的。
So, because David is also caring for Absalom, and so the Joab, the commander of David's army, put good words in front of David. So Absalom was allowed to return to Jerusalem.
Yeah. 但是呢他回到耶路撒冷呢他并没有安安静静的好像做自己的事啊。
But when Absalom returned to Jerusalem, he didn't want to do things quietly.
但是他想尽了办法在跟人家讲啊什么好像帮助人家，就是看起来好像是在为国效力一样的。
So he pretended actually to do all the good things for the country and helping many people.
Yeah, 所以就人心就跟随这个亚撒龙了。
So more and more people started to follow Absalom instead of following David.
Yeah, 觉得他太好了。
And thinking that Absalom is a great man.
Yeah, 那么这四年以后呢，他就去了希伯伦。
So 4 years later, after his return to Jerusalem, he went to Hebron. He planned to be the king.
Yeah, 他打算在希伯伦自己做王哈，那这个叛乱呢？这个叛乱就越来越大。
So the revolt started to increase.
那随从他的人民呢，也就越来越多。
And there are more people follow Absalom.
那么大卫，因为这是他的儿子嘛，他也晓得是他自己神的惩罚，是不是？
So when David heard of this news, heard of the revolt from Absalom, he knew this is God's punishment.
所以他就带了一批人，然后他就渡过了这个吉伦西，就在旷野的渡口那里等候事情，看看怎么发展。
So he brought a group of people to cross the brook Kidron to wait what happened next.
但是呢，有的人要跟着他走，他就不要让他们走。有一个叫做户筛的，还有两个祭司要带着跟着他走，要抬着约柜跟着他走，他就不让他们跟着他走。
But he left Hushai and other two priests to be his spies in Jerusalem.
Yeah, 因为他可以帮他做情报嘛，有消息可以告诉他。
And so that he left Hushai and other two priests to be in remain in Jerusalem to be spies, so he know what's next to happen.
那么他在逃的路上呢，有两件事情。
And on his way of escape, two things happened to him.
这个扫罗的有一个瘸腿的孙子米非波设，还有一个仆人叫做洗巴。
So there is actually happened to one of the servants of King of Saul named Ziba, who brought the food.
Yeah, 他就把一些食物带给这个大卫的人。
So Ziba, along with other people, to bring the food to David and his people.
Yeah.所以呢大卫觉得哦他很好，他帮助他，所以他就把扫罗那个米非波设那所有的财产通通就给了洗巴了。
And because Ziba did such a good thing to David, so David returned Saul's grandson's I believe the properties to Ziba.
Yeah, 结果后来他回去以后不是这样子的情况，所以他就变成给那个洗巴跟那个米菲波设平分了。
But later on, he realized this is not a case, so he divided Saul's grandson's properties evenly between the grandson and Ziba, his servant.
Yeah, yeah. 另外还有一个人是示美，是扫罗家的人。
And there another thing is, there is a man called Shimei. He is actually, he's a man of the household of Saul.
他就在路上呢，他就一面看大卫跑啊，他一面骂他，一面就丢石头。
So while on his way to of escape, Shimei cursed at David, and at the same time he also throws stone to David.
你看大卫说什么？大卫说是神叫他来骂我的。
And so when his fellow of David were outrageous, but David said, "No, don't blame on him. It is God who sent Shimei to curse me."
后来亚撒龙到了耶路撒冷啦。
So when David left Jerusalem, Absalom arrived in Jerusalem.
那么户筛呢？他就建议这个亚撒龙要赶快追大卫。不建议，他不让，因为有的人他们说要去见也追那个大卫，但是户筛就建议不要马上追大卫。
So when Absalom arrived in Jerusalem and planned for the next step, Hushai, the priest who is the spy for...
不是 priest. Hushai 不是 priest, 他是一个...
Okay, so Hushai suggests Absalom not to pursue David immediately.
但是呢，另外一方面，因为他是要传情报给大卫嘛，就叫大卫赶快那天晚上要过河，过约旦河。
But on the other hand, because he's a David spy, so he sent information to David to cross Jordan River immediately overnight.
Yeah. 那么大卫那天晚上就过河到了马哈念去了。
So that night, David crossed the Jordan River to Mahanaim.
那么后来这个亚撒龙他的儿子和他的人也过了约旦河。
So later on, when Absalom realized he needed to pursue David, so Absalom and his people crossed Jordan River as well.
所以最后他们过了一阵子以后，大卫就把他的军兵分成三队。
So David divided his armies into three groups.
Yeah, 而且大声的跟大家知道，让大家知道，吩咐约雅的时候大声讲，让大家都知道要宽待亚撒龙。
And he also asks Joab, and also he makes sure that his voice is loud enough so everyone else knows of it, to deal gently for his sake with Absalom.
Yeah, 所以他们到了田野呢，就迎战这些这个亚撒龙那边带的这个以色列人呢，而且把他们打败了。
So the battle finally started, and went up to the field to fight against Israel and to defeat them.
Yeah, 那么亚撒龙就逃了。
So Absalom was on escape.
他骑着一个驴子逃，经过一个橡树林。
And he rode a mule and came through a forest of oak.
Yeah, 他的头呢就被橡树密枝的夹住，夹到那个头，他就没办法走了，驴子就跑了。
So when Absalom was riding a mule for under a thick branches of a great oak, his head was caught in between the branches.And the mule rode away.
但是约雅呢，当然他听见了这件事情了，但是他就把那个亚撒龙杀掉了。
So when Joab heard of this, he killed Absalom.
那大卫知道这件事情以后呢，知道他死了以后呢，他就大哭，因为是他自己的儿子嘛。
So after hearing this, David knew that Absalom was dead. He wept for Absalom because he is his son.
因为他知道是他自己的罪，所以神的惩罚就到他的儿子身上。
And he realized that he sinned against God, and God's punishment came upon his own son because he knew this. He wept.
但是后来人家跟他讲，他也不敢哭了，因为搞得大家都要哭，因为那个人是等于是反抗他的嘛。
And after that, people, David's people were not happy with what happened to David because he wept for his son, but also his enemy. So later on, David stopped weeping for his own son.
Yeah. 那么亚撒龙死了以后呢，这些以色列人也就各回各家了。
So Absalom was dead, and the Israel went to their own tent or went to their own tribes.
他们就想起来大卫以前也救他们出仇敌的手，也是他们的王。
So they were reminded, actually, David had to deliver them from the hand of enemies, and David is also the king.
所以就请他再回来做王。
So once again, they came forward and approached David to invite him to be the king again.
犹大人也请他回来。
And Judah also came forward to invite, invite the king and to be the king again.
然后那个示每不是扫罗家的人吗？也请他原谅从前悖逆他的事，那么他也宽恕了示每。
So when David was on the way back to Jerusalem after Absalom was dead, Shimei, the member of the house of Saul, also came forward to ask for forgiveness, and David forgave Shimei.
那么最后呢，神又向以色列人发怒了。
And so now again, the angel of the Lord is against Israel.
他就激动大卫啊，数点以色列人和犹大人的数目。
And cited David again to number the Israel.
这个原因啊，在圣经上没有仔细讲，那可能是神不喜欢许多人跟随亚撒龙嘛，因为就等于反抗，等于以色列人反抗犹大人啊。
The reason was not clearly explained in the Bible, but one of the reasons may be that God didn't like Israel to follow Absalom because he's a rival.
Yeah. 但是也可能因为大卫自己心里想知道自己的国家整个以色列全国有多强大。
But maybe on the other hand, another possible reason is because David wants to know how powerful his country is.
所以他们就去数点人数，数了9个月20天才数好。
So David sent forth his armies to do the census. After 9 months and 20 days, he knew the final numbers.
哎呀，等到他得到那个答案的时候，他心里面就很责备自己。
And after he's hearing the number of his people, David felt guilty again.
因为好像他要知道他自己国有多强大。
It seems to me that he's really proud to know the numbers is the numbers of people and to see how powerful his country is.
那神就借着先知加德来告诉他，神给他三个选择。
So God sent forth the prophet God to tell there are three choices that he's facing.
那大卫就不知道如何选了，他说他情愿落在耶和华的手里。
And David was in pain because he'd rather fell into the hand of the Lord.
所以神就降了瘟疫了。
So God sent forth the plague or the pestilence to his people.
我不晓得跟现在的情况有没有关，不管怎么样，等到这个 plague 到这个灭民的这个天使要伸手要灭耶路撒冷的时候，神才叫他住手。
But until the angel stretched out his hand to destroy the Jerusalem, God asked him to hold on and to stop.
那么，那大卫看见，因为那个看见那个灭民的天使嘛，他就祷告说，他犯罪行了恶，是他自己做错了啊。这群羊没有做什么，因为他的就是跟拔示西巴的事情嘛，拔示巴的事情，他说是我犯罪了，这群羊没有做什么。他说你的手就攻击我和我的父家好了。
And because David had witnessed what the angel of the Lord have done upon his people, so he prayed to God that it is I who have sinned and done wrong, but these sheep, they have done nothing, so please let your hand be against me and also my father's house.
这样子的话呢，那么神就原谅他，这样先知就加德当天就来跟他讲了。
So on that particular day, the prophet Gad came to David and tell him,
叫他要在亚劳拿的一个禾场上 为神筑坛献祭，是瘟疫止住。
And to set up a altar on the threshing floor of Arana so that the pestilence will stop.
后来我们知道这个是后来圣殿的地址啊。
And later on, we know that this is exact place for the holy temple of God.
不过在这个时候呢，我们看见神要大卫学一个很重要的功课。
So through what happened to David and his people, we see that God wants David to learn an important lesson.
就是我们开始讲的一个像牧人，那个王其实是个牧人哈。
So in the beginning, we said that a true king has to be a shepherd.
一个真正做王的人啊，而且在这里给他的功课就是一个真正做王的人一定要像大祭司一样的做人的保护，为人担罪。
So a true king is not only just a shepherd, but also has to be the high priest to protect and also to take accountability for others.
这样子呢，神就借这个机会呢，就把大卫的生命呢带到他的高峰的。
So through the lesson that David has learned, God has brought David to the highland of his spirit.
那这个时候因为大卫的老大已经大儿子死了，三儿子也死了，那么他第四个儿子就想做王了。
So at the time, his oldest son Amnon was dead, and his third son Absalom was dead as well. So his fourth son wanted to be the king.
所以大卫就叫先知拿单赶快告所罗门做王，因为这是他当年起的誓。
So after hearing this, David asked the prophet Nathan to anoint Solomon to be the king after him, because this is what he had promised to Bathsheba.
你可以去看列王记上第一章，就知道他那个时候是起的誓立所罗门为王了。
So his promise to Bathsheba was recorded on the first king, 1:17.
在这个之后呢，70岁的大卫呢，就生命这个肉体的生命就终结了，他被葬在大卫城。
And after that, David died when he was 70 years old, and he was buried in the city of David.
我想我们大家都不太明白，为什么大卫第一个和拔示巴生的孩子死了以后呢，神喜欢他们第二个儿子所罗门，还高所罗门为王。
And I think this is a little confusing that why God killed or have caused the first son between David and Bathsheba to die, but he caused David to anoint their second son, Solomon.
我每次看到那里也就这样看过去，也没有觉得，就是没有仔细去想。但是你如果仔细去想的话，是有点奇怪。
And when I used to read through this Bible passages and without thinking of much, but if we really look back, it seems a little odd to us.
Yeah. 那么我想我们看他的诗篇，两篇诗篇就知道大概是怎么回事。
If we look back and try to read the two Psalms that David has written, we might find the reasons.
我们看诗篇51篇。
So if we move to Psalm 51,
你们如果回家能够看最好了，就是在先知拿单来见他以后，他做了这篇诗篇，写了这个诗篇。
But we know that Psalm 51 was a psalm written by David after Nathan's visit.
那么第三节他就讲，他实在是知道自己的罪，大卫实在知道自己的罪。
So if we read Psalm 51 verse 3, we knew thatHe really knew what happened to him, and he knew his own sin because the sin is ever before him.
Yeah, 因为这个罪藏在他的面前啊。然后，有的人说，我看那个有的人说，他大概在一年之后才承认这个罪，就是跟拔示巴的罪啊。
So some theologians believe that he didn't confess his own sin until a year later.
他也觉得说，虽然是对不起人，但他觉得他最对不起的是神自己。
And he felt that although he sinned against the people, he sinned against mostly against God.
因为他一方面奸污别人的妻子，二方面把那个丈夫也杀死了。
And because there are two sins he had committed. First of all, he lay with other's wife. And the second, he killed the husband.
那么在第七节，五十一篇第七节，他就说，他求神用洁净麻风病人跟死人用的一个牛膝草来洁净他。
So in verse 7, he prayed to God to use hyssop to purify him. And we know that hyssop is used to use the lepers, the leopard and also the dead man.
Yeah. 他第九节呢,也求神涂抹他一切的罪孽。
And in verse 9, he prayed to God to blot out all his iniquities.
Yeah. 第十节,他就求神为他造清洁的心。使他里面有正重新有一个正直的灵。
And in verse 10, he asks God to create in him a clean heart and to renew a steadfast spirit within him.
然后十一节就说，不要让他离开神的面，也不要从他收回神的圣灵。这个太重要了。
And verse 11, he pleaded to God, do not cast him away from God's presence and do not take his Holy Spirit from him.This is really important. He's a Holy Spirit.
然后十四节呢，就求神救他脱离流人血的罪，因为就是指乌利亚这些事情。
And in verse 14, he pleaded to God to deliver him from blood guiltiness. This is referring to his killing of Uriah.
然后十七节，他知道神要的是一个忧伤痛悔的心。
And in verse 17, he realized what God cares most is the broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart.
Yeah. 然后18节就讲到也求神善待西安建造耶路撒冷的城墙。他这个意思就是等一下你先。
And in verse 18, he pleaded for God's favor towards Zion and to build the walls of Jerusalem.
他这个意思就是说让百姓不要仿效他自己的错误。
And here he is referring that hoping that his people will not follow his wrong examples, follow his mistake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 然后你就看见32篇也是跟这个有关的。
And so we know that Psalm 32 is closely related to Psalm 51. It is,
大概是写完51篇以后又写了32篇。
And it is very likely that Psalm 32 was written, After Psalm 51.
Yeah. 因为你看他的第三节、第四节。
And this is, if we read verse 1 and verse 2.
No. 三和四节。
Verse 1, verse 2 and verse 3.
No, 3 and 4.
Oh, 3 and 4, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. 他就说,当他自己闭口不认罪的时候，因为他起先不愿意自己认罪嘛，但是他终日哀哼，骨头枯干。
And so if you read from verse 3 and 4, that when he kept silent about his sin, his body wasted away.
那黑夜白日，神的手在他身上沉重。
And verse 4, for day and night, the God's hand was heavy upon him.
然后他的精液耗尽如同夏天的干旱。
And his vitality was drained away as with the fever heat of a summer.
所以他就劝人要一定要趁早向神认罪祷告。
So he encouraged people to confess the sin as soon as possible.
Yeah, 要承认我们的过犯。
To confess our sins and transgressions. And the earlier, the better.
Yeah.第七节说，因为神是我们的藏身之处。
And in verse 7, David confessed that, recognized that God, the Lord is our hiding place.
他一定会保佑我们脱离苦难，而且得救的乐歌啊，四面环绕我们。
Because God is our hiding place, and he will keep us from the trouble, and he will surround us with the songs of deliverance.
耶和华不算为有罪的人是有福的。
And how blessed is a man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity.
这个很有意思，你可以去看这两篇诗篇啊，一个是51篇，然后再看32篇，你就看见他那个时候心情是怎么样的回事。
And these two Psalms are incredible because they show us what happened after David had committed his greatest crime, sins, through Psalm 51 and Psalm 32.
这样子搞了，人家说是大概快一年吧。我想就是因为他全心悔改。
And it took him a year
然后,
for his, to his full repentance before God.
也因为他全心悔改，也神完全的赦免他。
And because he fully repented before the Lord. So the Lord fully forgive him.
Yeah. 而且更进一步，还以得救的乐歌四面环绕他。
But Father, the Lord surrounded David with the songs of a deliverance.
他就非常的感谢神。
And he's so gracious to God.
而且他还没有，觉得真的没有想到，神还喜爱他们第二个儿子所罗门。
And how he would know that God loved their second son Solomon.
还高了他在大卫之后做王。
And he also anointed Solomon to be the king after him.
哦，你仔细去想的时候，这个神的赦免很深，不可度量的无限大爱，简直是远远超过我们能够想象的。
And truly, truly, God's forgiveness and his endless gracious love is far beyond our imagination.
哈，很稀奇，以得救的乐歌四面环绕我们。
And don't you see that that's amazing that when we confess our sins and when we're forgiven, God surrounded us with the songs of a deliverance.
哎，他不但虽然第一个儿子走了，但是马上就给了他第二个儿子，而且还爱所罗门，神爱所罗门。
And yes, God caused the first son to die because of his sin, but God also gave them their second son, and he also loved the second son.
啊，哎呀，我自己在写的时候，在准备的这个时候，我看到这里，我自己就只能跪在神面前。
And when I was preparing today's message, when I read what happened to the life of David, there's nothing I can do but only bow down before the Lord.
我以前没有这么注意这件事情，但是这一次我觉得真的是我只能跪倒在神的面前，无话可说。我进到神无边无际的大爱里面，简直没法想象了。
So when I was reading through the life of David and see what God has done for David, there's really nothing I can do but bow down before the Lord to enter into the endless love of God.
Yeah, 真的是无边无际，这神的爱大到多少，我简直不能想象的。
And this is truly God's everlasting and endless love because his love is way surpassing what we can understand.
大卫在世界上的时候
So in summary, when David was still living on this earth,
他犯了两个很大的罪、啊、
He committed two greatest sins.
一个是眼目的情欲，一个是今生的骄傲。
And the first is the lust of the eyes, and the second is the boastful pride of life.
哎，希望我们看见神的惩罚哈，就是要提醒我们不要陷到罪里面去。
And we see David's the lust of the eyes and also the boastful pride of life, but we also see the consequences of this, and we see God's punishment as well.
哎，我就提醒我们，真的是不要陷到任何的罪里面，求神保守我们，一定要住在主里面。
And I'm hoping this is to remind us all that we shall never ever get into the trouble of the saints, and may the Lord keep us by keeping us living in the midst of Him.
求神保守我们，一定天天时时刻刻住在主里面。
And let us all pray to God to keep us in Him every single day and every single minute.
让我们跟着我们心里的平安走，因为圣灵在我们里面。你有平安，我们就往前走；没有平安，就马上要认罪悔改。
So we can move forward along with the Spirit. So whenever there's a peace, so we just follow the peace. Whenever there's a trouble, we pray to God to keep us from the trouble.
哎，我们一直这样往前走到见主面的日子。
And I'm hoping that we will keep walking forward with the Holy Spirit and with the Lord all the time until the day that we see Him.
我自己觉得好像主快来了。
And I strongly feel that God's second coming is imminent.
反正求主带领我们每一个人尽量的走在他面前，天天时时刻刻跟着主走。
But regardless, I encourage all the brothers and sisters and fellow Christians to continue to live in Him and follow Him.
我们一开始提到耶稣说我是大卫的根又是他的后裔。
And in the beginning, we mentioned that Jesus said in the book of Revelation that I am the root and the descendant of David.
因为你没有看见他写这句话跟任何一个别人。
There's no other name was mentioned, only David.
今天我们来不及解释他。
And today, we, because of time constraint, we won't be able to go into detail in explaining this.
主若许可，我们下次再来分享我自己的感受。求主真是帮助我。
But if God's willing, I will be able to share with all of you next time. May the Lord help me.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们亲爱的天父。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
我们看见你在大卫身上给他有这么大的大爱。
Oh Lord, we have seen the great love that you show towards King David.
求主真的是帮助我们每一个人。
And I pray that may the Lord help us all.
让我们真的是能够完完全全地跟着你走。
So that we can follow you with a whole heart.
Yeah, 跟着心里的平安。一步一步的往跟着你走。
We will follow the peace that you have delivered to us.
让我们的生命能够从小子的生命能够长到少年人的生命。
So that our life, that we will live our life from a life of a baby to grow to the life of a youth.
然后再从少年人的生命一直长到父老的阶段。
And continue to grow our life into the life of adult.
能够达到我们天上的父亲的希望。
To reach the expectation of our Heavenly Father.
因为你要我们这样子长大。
Because this is your intention, this is your purpose for us.
求你帮助我们常常到你的面前。
And Lord, we continue to pray that may you help us to be with you, to be in front of you all the time.
每一分每一秒都活在你的大爱里面。
And every single second, every single minute will live in your love.
谢谢主的恩典。
We thank you for your grace.
奉耶稣的名求。
We pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.